broadcasting before and probably after the rapture. It's the Drew Marshall Show.
Well, that music obviously means it's Soul Survivor time on the Drew Marshall Show. We're streaming live at drewmarshall.ca, and we're live right here in Southern Ontario on Joy 1250. Soul Survivor, religious tribes competing for the soul of one person. 2 years ago, we did it. People thought we were crazy, and it's back. Tribal leaders explain to our Soul Survivor what it is that their tribe actually believes, and the tribal leaders will not have immunity, as was witnessed during the first episode of Soul Survivor this year. When our Soul Survivor, Ryan, asked Tribe Mormon leader some pretty hard questions, and then Tribe Mormon leader said, I don't want to stick around for this anymore, and left. Our Soul Survivor will be able to challenge, critique, or question any aspect of all tribal codes. And at the end of the contest, our Soul Survivor will then decide which tribe presented the most compelling case for faith, and then reveal to us if maybe they're joined a tribe or if they have any more interest in that tribe. Anyway, this week, Ryan, our Soul Survivor, 2016, he's battling some stuff, you know, some issues, some things, some stuff. So, and I was talking to him this week, and I said, you know, people are interested in this journey, not just because of the religious leaders, but because of you, Ryan, your journey, who you are. And so how would you feel about sharing some of your guts? And that's an intimidating thing to do. You don't.
Oh, yeah.
Not everybody wants to tell the world about what's going on. But he said, yeah, let's do it. So on the phone with us is our Soul Survivor, Ryan. Dude, what's going on?
How are you, Mr. Marshall?
I'm well,
Timothy,
thank you.
Hello,
Timothy,
Ryan.
In line? You're keeping that guy in line, I hope.
No, it's impossible.
He doesn't have a long enough taser, so to speak. So, listen, you and I talked because last week when you were on the show, you know, I felt some stuff, I thought some stuff, and I thought, I'm going to call him and see what's going on. And so we talked a little bit this week, and I thought, maybe you'd be okay spilling some of your guts. So here we go. You ready?
All right. I'll do what I can. I can't promise.
No. Well, I'll ask the questions, and if you say I don't want to go there, or let me just say this. You know, you put as much vanilla on it as you want. Okay.
Carry on, sir.
That made no sense. So we've got 10 minutes to kind of get through what's going on with you, and let's start with. You mentioned one time during the show that you were in a support group.
Well, if you want to call it that, I'm sure some of your listeners know it, but I'd like it to remain anonymous.
Got it.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
But, yeah, that's been an ongoing struggle for a long time, actually. And I don't know, it gets, you know, there's 6 months here or 6 months there where you do all right, and then just that obsession takes over, and it's just stupid. You feel 10 times worse when you do it. I'm sure anyone in the same situation will tell you, but... The one that always got me, like, whether it was doing the government stuff or when I went back to the horses and, you know, doing some of that work on them and stuff, always called a functioning alcoholic. And it's just, it's an aberrant phrase. I don't care for it at all. And, you know, at the time, it doesn't matter because you're partly cloudy. You're still doing your job and everything's a party, even at work. So
Right. Would you say that, you know, maybe coming to the show and, you know, getting ready for the show, maybe nerves or whatever, and would you have a drink before coming to the show?
I have, yeah. Before, yeah. I was on the radio, like, when I was announcing the races, there wasn't, I can't recall a race that I've announced or one time I've been in front of a camera that I didn't have at least one or two into me.
Right. Right, but coming on to this show is what I'm talking about.
When I came in, no, actually, the first couple of times I didn't. Last week I did have a couple, but I was just, and today I'm just listening to him again. I mean, that's an intimidating guy that you're talking about. And like you said, stop you in your tracks. And I don't know, it was, like you said, more for nerves and just making sure I could ask some of the right questions. But like you said today... You could stay on. I'm glad you got him back again.
Yeah, it's worth it to get Mr. Gandhi back for sure. Now, what role has your alcoholism played in your health? Do you think one has led to the other, or the health issues that you have, which are severe, and I'll let you talk about those as freely as you want or not, but do you think the booze has impacted the bad health stuff?
Actually, surprise, I originally attributed it to that, and I thought, you know, it's my own fault and this is my penance and all the rest. But surprisingly enough, it has little or nothing to do with it. It was kind of a nerve disorder that starts affecting different organs, and kidneys were the first to go. Pancreas is starting to act up a little bit now, but surprisingly, my liver is in tip-top shape.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, it's a, I don't know, question for the heavens, I suppose,
yeah,
so to speak.
I don't know much about the disease. Do you want to share a little bit about more, a little bit more about it, or not?
It's well, not too much. It's something that you know, different treatments, especially over the last 6 months, have given me a little optimism. Just in the last couple of weeks, there was a couple of things that come up that have come up, but I'm optimistic that once they find the right treatments. The biggest thing is you have, I got half a dozen doctors telling me half a dozen things, and even if one of them gives the most pessimistic or in his or her mind realistic response, it can really throw you off your game, and
sure,
you know, you start thinking silly things. And in that respect, you may, or I may, come full circle, and you know, I might be 3 weeks, a month without having a drink, and the next thing you know, I'm having one. And when you have one,
you're done.
Remember when I was driving the horses, and I think back to all the things that I've lost because of the drinking, but when I was still with the mother of my children, I was driving in a little track in Belleville, and we used to go to they only raced once a week, and we used to go to this bar after, and the bartender got so used to it, and different people would come out with me and stuff after, but I'd always order a dozen shots of Jack Daniels and line them up on the bar, and I'd pick the one on the far right up and dump it, and I'd pick the one on the far left and dump it, and whoever would be there with me goes, "Why would you do that?" And I said, "Well, it's the first one that gets me drunk, and it's the last one that gets me sick, so we'll just stick with these for the night."
Oh, jeez.
Rationalization. It's a beautiful thing.
It's amazing how easily it is for someone who suffers from alcoholism to rationalize, and we're a resilient folk.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Okay, so far you've spoken a little bit with the Tribe Mormon tribe, a little bit, with Gandhi's grandson representing Tribe Hindu last week. And, of course, knowing that you're speaking with these spiritual leaders means that you do a bit of research beforehand. And being a former anti-theist, a former atheist, you know, you've probably looked up lots about religious stuff, but in order to bash it, not in order to maybe look at it. So now that you're in this mindset of, you know, and I know part of you, Ryan, I know part of you feels hypocritical because you have been an anti-theist for so long, and now you've been faced with this kick in the pants from a health point of view, and you're hoping maybe there is more and something could make a difference in your life. So having spoken to these two religious tribes and looked into them, What's happening inside of you? I'm not asking if, are you interested in Mormonism? Are you interested in Hinduism? I'm asking what's happening inside of you. Do you see yourself actually being challenged or more open, or do you sense any spiritual movement, or do you sense yourself going the other way where you're harder?
Well, I think that would depend on who I speak to. I think the anti-theist thing kind of peaked when I was dragged to, it was in 2006, and I remember the date because it was my mother's birthday, November 15th, and Christopher Hitchens was at the Hard House in Toronto, and I went and saw him, and that kind of blew my mind. But the only other experience that has brought me any kind of spirituality the other way, really, significantly, and the whole week's been different, it was speaking and reading up on Arun Gandhi.
Mm-hmm.
And the religion itself, I mean, not to shove off Mormonism yet, but it's I don't think it's for me, and as you know, the interview didn't go exactly as planned, but the one that I knew the least about, Hinduism, is the one that really does appeal to me, and the word you used, open,
mm-hmm,
I think my openness is starting to come around even more so than it started the last couple of years. So
all right.
I really think the show is a catalyst for me kind of giving into one or all. And like, I was so impressed with Mr. Gandhi, when he said, I'm all of those things. I'm a humanist, I'm a Hindu, I'm a universalist, I'm a Muslim, I'm a Christian, I'm all of them.
Yeah, it's. I mean, just even following that line of thinking, that can blow a lot of people's minds in and of itself. So, all right, listen, you're ready to come back next week?
Absolutely. I'm actually was already reading up on Mr. Yusuf. That's, what did you call him, the Elvis of Islam?
Yeah, that's it, baby. He's a rock star.
he's a pretty impressive cat. Yeah, I'm looking forward to speaking with him.
Only on this show would you get the honor to speak with these kind of people. And listen, I feel the same way about me doing the show. These people wouldn't speak to me unless I had a radio show. So, we're using this medium for good, hopefully. And we hope this experience as being our sole survivor this year will be an experience of good for you, too. And I look, that sounds like a sticky line to say, but I mean it, man. I really do, Ryan.
No, I really feel fortunate to be a part of it, and I appreciate the opportunity. But I am looking forward to the next couple of weeks, and I really hope we figure something out. I know the Jews, they don't really care for the Saturday work thing, but you're going to have to get a hold of a rabbi at some stage.
I have. I've gotten a hold of some big rock star rabbis, but the Saturday thing is a big deal, so I've got to work on that. But anyway. All right, dude, we will talk to you next week in studio, Ryan, and hang in there, buddy. We'll see you next week. Looking forward to it.
Okay, thanks, Drew. Take it easy, Tim.
Thanks,
you
Ryan.
Too, buddy.
So thanks for tuning in, and may you find the God who sees you.
Sliding about 10 years. People ask me how I'm doing, and I come from all their fears. I'm swearing like a trooper, and I'm drinking like a bum. I'm a liberal backslider, and it sure is a lot of fun. So I'll be asking for forgiveness then, until the day I die. Though I can't be sure of what I've done, I think I'd better try. Well, thank God you're not the jury. Well, thank God I'm not the judge. Here's to a bigger picture. Here's to the bigger love.